Later today, D.C. Councilmember Jack Evans will walk out of his office for the last time after almost three decades. Embroiled in scandal around paid work he did on behalf of businesses and developers in the city, Evans resigned from office a week before his colleagues were expected to expel him. His departure will mark a dramatic change for the council. As WAMU's Martin Ostermuhl reports, Evans' supporters say D.C. will lose a powerful and business-friendly voice, while his longtime critics say his resignation offers a chance to rethink how the city grows and develops.
28 years, 8 months, and 5 days. That's how long it's been since Jack Evans was first elected to represent Ward 2 on the D.C. Council. And in that time, Evans saw a lot. The city he served early in his tenure would be unrecognizable to many today. The district was close to bankruptcy, its finances ultimately handed over to a federal control board. It's difficult to imagine now, but development and investment were scarce. The city slowly crawled back to financial stability. New metro stops and massive development projects brought a flood of new residents to fast gentrifying neighborhoods. Jack Evans was at the center of that transformation, steering deals on major projects like the Capital One Arena, Convention Center, and new baseball stadium.
He was a part of almost, in fact, I'd have to say every economic development initiative that came forward for the city.
Barbara Lang led the D.C. Chamber of Commerce for 11 years. She says that Evans' friendliness with the business community and his ability to push big development projects through the council laid the foundation for the city's renaissance. Lang also says that there was value to having a council member who remembered what it was like to have the control board manage the city's finances in the mid-1990s.
He would often remind his colleagues what it was like to not have control of the city's destiny. So I think that voice will be missed.
And Lang worries that with Evans gone, businesses big and small will no longer have a reliable champion on the council. She says it's a trend she saw during her time at the Chamber of Commerce. When she started in 2002, she says she only usually had to work for 2 votes to get bills passed. But by the time she left in 2013, that had changed.
I had maybe 2 that I could count on, and I had to go work for 5. I'm not sure they're even at that point now.
It's a common complaint from D.C.'s business community that progressive lawmakers are making it more expensive to operate in the city, with laws that do everything from increasing the minimum wage to mandating paid family leave. And without Evans around, some businesses worry it might get worse. Evans declined to comment for this story, but he did express that concern to council investigators last year. We're back at the tax and spend days from the 1980s and 1990s that bankrupted the city originally, he said. But some current council members think that's overstating the risk of Evans' departure.
No, I don't think it's going to become a tax and spend frenzy.
Kenyon McDuffie represents Ward 5 and chairs the council's Business and Economic Development Committee.
We still have our 24 consecutive balanced budgets. We still have a AAA bond rating. And I look forward to maintaining that growth, but doing so in a way that is more economically inclusive.
And that's a key issue for some of Evans' longtime critics. They say that Evans had an almost single-minded focus on economic growth without asking who would benefit and who might be hurt. And they also say he was all too willing to hand over public money in the form of tax breaks and incentives. Ed Lazier is the director of the left-leaning D.C. Fiscal Policy Institute. He sees Evans' departure as an opportunity.
His mindset was still stuck in the mentality of D.C. is desperate for development and that we should do anything for development, as opposed to we need to manage development to make sure that it actually benefits D.C. residents and addresses our major challenges.
Lazier wants the council to look at getting rid of corporate subsidies and tax loopholes and using that money to fund housing, healthcare, and schools. In the past, such views would have gotten a fight from Evans. But as he walks out of the Wilson Building later today, Evans leaves behind a big legacy, but also a chance for a new voice on the council. For WAMU, I'm Martin Ostermuhl.